Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Benefits Mom Podcast. I am your host, Tara Nickel, and if you're looking to gain back your mom sanity, you are in the right place. We cover everything motherhood, kids, relationships, school, work, even that dreaded C word, chores. We cover it all. My goal is to help you take back control of your life and find that happy place as a mom. Because when it benefits mom, it benefits everyone. Enjoy this episode. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to get back into doing this podcast and sharing all my tips and advice with all of you and bringing on some amazing guests. So look forward to that. I'm really excited today because I know that with the new year, everybody is so excited to get on with 2021, leave 2020 behind, and just start anew. And it can be really exciting to write down a whole bunch of resolutions, start going to the gym, eating healthier, meditating, you know, whatever your new resolution is for 2021. But we know that sometimes we get off track and we don't always stick with these resolutions come February, March. So what I want to share with you is three little quick, easy things that you can start incorporating today. You can just pick one, you can do all three, but they're really easy and things that if you include them in your day, slowly, they will start to become a habit that you can use and help you balance all the craziness, all the stress that's going on, and you will feel like you've had a more productive day. So I'm excited to share these three things with you today. And if you are a mom out there listening, please go check out my new, not really new anymore, Facebook group, the Benefits Mom Mastermind. You can find it at www.benefitsmommastermind.com. We have a great community of moms with all different ages of kids, even kids who are out of the house now, you know, sharing their struggles and their stories. So I really want you to get in on that. It's a free Facebook group and I'm sharing lots of exclusive stuff there as well. All right, let's get into these three tips that you can start incorporating today. Okay, so number one on my list may seem obvious, but it's something that I specifically have on my 2021 resolution list, and that is to prioritize and get more sleep. I know, sometimes as moms, dads, parents of any level, getting extra sleep may sound impossible. But I can tell you from someone that used to be waking up every day at 4 a.m., working out, getting a run in, doing all these activities before everybody wakes up, getting my coffee in and feeling like so productive that I did all these things in the beginning of the day before anybody even woke up. Then realizing after lunch, even without a big, you know, carb-loaded lunch, it got to be 2-3 o'clock and I was out and I was irritated and I didn't feel right. And that's when I started to think that it really could be my sleep and the fact that I was just grinding and grinding, getting things out at 4 a.m., staying up till 10, just in the long run was not going to be, not even effective as far as a productivity standpoint, but just wasn't healthy. So I've started to, instead of waking up so early, figuring out what I was doing at those times that maybe I could do other places, or just be really humble and admit that based on my current schedule, I just don't have 60 or 90 minutes in the morning to devote to certain activities and still be at my best the entire day. That's kind of what I want you to think about, is the fact that you're only getting 4, 5 or less hours of sleep a night making you as effective as you could be during the entire day? And the reason I say that is because I'm definitely a morning person in general. I like to get things done earlier in the day than later in the day. But I also noticed that I definitely felt different in the morning than I did in the afternoon when I wasn't sleeping as much, when I was only getting, you know, that 4 or 5, or, you know, if I was lucky, sometimes 6, because I was doing so many different things. So I encourage you to think about what you are doing in the morning and if there are things that you could be doing at another time. Like, for example, in my case, I have a more earlier end to my day than I did prior to waking up at 4 a.m. to work out and exercise. So now what I do is I do those activities when I get home in the late afternoon. I will do a workout. Shout out to GC3 Fitness on Instagram and YouTube. That's where I get a lot of my workouts from. And I'll do one of those. I'll do a YouTube video workout. I'll run on my treadmill or walk. And I'll do that for no more than 20 to 30 minutes. Because that's the amount of time that I have in my schedule before I have to move on to getting the kids out of school, or I guess now virtual school, and moving on to dinner. So it's not the same schedule that I have, but I'm still including it in. There's still times where I can put that into my schedule and not feel like I'm sacrificing sleep. The same thing can be said for those of you that are night owls. If there's something that you're doing at 11, 12 o'clock at night that maybe if you woke up at 5 or 6 you could do then switch it up. You know, it's not going to be overnight. You know, if you're someone that's been sleeping for 4 or 5 hours a night, you're not going to all of a sudden tonight sleep for 8. You know, that's not realistic, and that's not what I'm suggesting. But if you can look at your schedule and find those little windows, those 15, 20, 30 minute windows where you can move around your schedule, and instead of doing that activity, you're sleeping, start doing that today. Find those little windows and then slowly you can start building back up. I'm certainly not back up to the ideal amount of sleep that I want, but I know that each day that I focus on it, I'm getting closer. The second thing I want you to think about doing that you can start doing today is timing a chore that you hate doing. Why do I say that? I talk to a lot of moms and parents who give me a list of all these things they have to do when they get home from work, or all these lists of household chores in general if you're still remote working during COVID. And I ask them, do you know how long, you know, emptying your dishwasher takes? And there's a pause, there's a little confusion about why I'm asking that. And the reason I ask them that question is because when you just list something you have to do, and you don't assign a time frame to it, then you don't really know if you, quote unquote, don't have time to do it, if you don't know how long it takes you and how much available time you actually have. So, using the dishwasher example, I have actually timed this for myself without little helpers, that it takes me 3 minutes to empty my dishwasher and put all the dishes back in the proper place. That takes me 3 minutes. So if I come home and I still haven't started dinner yet, then maybe that 3 minutes doesn't fit in. But if we're doing takeout, supporting a local restaurant when we get home, then I do have those 3 minutes to put the dishes away and fully empty the dishwasher. So that's an example of how knowing how long this chore that I personally don't like doing takes me, then I can determine whether or not in the moment I can actually do it, because I've already done the pre-work to know how long it takes me, and I know how much time I have right now to do any kind of chores that I want to do. So try it out. It doesn't have to be the dishwasher. It can be any chore you don't want. Time yourself doing it today and then find out when is the most effective and productive time for you to do that. The last thing I want to say, number three, is give yourself a timeout. I can't stress enough how important self-care and giving yourself me time is, especially during COVID. And honestly, it doesn't matter to me if it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or 1 minute. If you only have 1 minute to take a pause and breathe and just focus on you, that is okay. The goal here is to make sure that you are giving yourself time to focus on you. And it is so, so hard to do that as a mom and as a parent, because there are so many people and things vying for your attention that the fact that you want to think about yourself may even seem selfish. And I'm here to tell you, it's not selfish. It is completely okay, and you should do it. You should definitely be doing that as much as you possibly can. Because if you're not 100%, you can't be 100% to anybody else. That's why the theme of my podcast and theme of my business is always, if it benefits mom, it benefits everybody. And it applies to dads too. If taking a 5 minute timeout to do some meditation or to just write in your journal or just be alone in silence is going to help you be a better parent to your kids and your spouse, then do it. So let's do a quick recap here. Number one, let's get more sleep. Number two, figure out how long it takes you to do all those chores you hate. And number three, give yourself a timeout. Give some time to focus on you. And I tell you, start incorporating these things today and you will have a productive and less stressful 2021. I hope all of you are safe and well, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks again for tuning in to the Benefits Mom podcast. If you have been enjoying these episodes, please share them with a fellow mom friend of yours and head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. And remember, if it benefits mom, it benefits everyone. Have an awesome day.